Ford says the schools will stay closed for in-person learning for the rest of the academic school year, meaning the rest of June. The announcement reverses the Ford government's promise to reopen classrooms before the economy. Ford says it was a hard choice to make, but he doesn't want to take unnecessary risks with the children because of COVID-19.
We're fighting a third wave driven by variants. And unlike the original strains, we know that some of the variants we're fighting right now are more dangerous for children. It can make younger people very, very sick.
Ford adds that until more students and teachers are vaccinated, outdoor activities are the safest bet. He says it would be irresponsible to put 2 million children in the classroom for 8 hours a day. Dr. Martha Fulford is an infectious disease expert at McMaster Children's Hospital. Fulford disagrees with Ford's decision, saying it's a mark of shame that Ontario is the only province in Canada that has not prioritized the children.
Children are not at risk from COVID. The risk to a child is negligible, and this is true with the variants as well. So to somebody to say that our children are somehow at risk because of a possible variant is not true.
The leader of the opposition New Democratic Party says the Ford government just doesn't want to spend the money to make schools safer. And at least one teachers' union says Ford's government has consistently made students and families an afterthought. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.